Welcome. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Carr, and this is a short version of Practicing Happiness. Begin by sitting upright with your back relatively straight. Breathe gently into your belly. Closing your eyes will allow your attention to be focused more on your internal experience than on your surroundings. As you continue to breathe, allow each new breath to be slightly larger than the last one. And each time you exhale, allow yourself to settle a bit more deeply, to come home inside. Be aware that during this time there is nothing you have to do, nothing you have to achieve, and nothing you have to know. This time is just for you. Slow, gentle breaths. Allow each new breath to come when it's ready, always beginning in your belly and inhaling slightly more each time. As your breaths become bigger, allow yourself to fill up into the middle of your chest, into the area around your heart. Feel this area of your body as you gently breathe into it. Just notice. Continue to allow each breath to come when it's ready, beginning in your belly, and then inflating a bit more each time. And each time you exhale, allow yourself to settle and to come home inside. Now, allow your breath to fill you up into your upper chest. You can imagine a string attached to the middle of your breastbone, lifting your whole rib cage as you effortlessly fill with air. Feel the air swirling around in your upper chest each time you inhale, and then allow yourself to settle inside as you exhale, waiting for the next breath to come when it's ready. And now, allow your breath to fill right up into your upper back. Feel the air swirling around inside as you inhale. Now, allow your breath to come into your shoulders, as if your lungs extended right up to the tips of your shoulders. As you continue to breathe, begin to fill up your upper body like a balloon, breathing into your chest and back and shoulders all at once. Continue to breathe in this pattern with full, gentle breaths beginning in your belly and rising up to fill your upper body as you inhale. And then allow an easy letting go as you exhale and settle gently inside. To allow your head to be a bit more erect on your neck and spine, imagine that you have a feather taped to the back of your head. Stretch the tip of the feather up to tickle the clouds in the sky. Move it around as your neck and spine stretch up. Feel the back of your head stretching upwards and allow your chin to tuck in. And now, allow your head to come down to rest on your neck again, more erect than it was when you started. Continue to breathe in this erect posture, gently filling your belly, then chest, back, and shoulders as you inhale, and then settling and coming home inside as you exhale. As you breathe into your upper body, allow yourself to experience a sense of fullness or strength in yourself. Then, each time you exhale, allow yourself to let go and relax as you come home inside. As we move into the rest of the meditation, continue with this pattern of breathing. Let the fullness and strength of inhaling yield to letting go and settling as you exhale. Then, allow your relaxed settledness to yield again to inspiration and strength. Now, allow images of wise, compassionate beings to come into your mind. These may be the same people who came into your mind before when you've used this meditation, or they may be new. Look into the faces of these wise, compassionate beings, and notice their warmth and caring. In their wisdom and compassion, every feeling, desire, or impulse that a person could possibly have is greeted with compassionate acceptance. In their wisdom, they simply see the world as it really is. They are rational, logical, realistic. Due to their compassion, they have no need for illusions about themselves, about others, about the world, or about you. So they can see reality more clearly. Continue to look into their faces. Let your breathing continue, full, gentle breaths, beginning in your belly and filling to your upper body. And then letting go and settling inside as you exhale. Continue looking into the faces of these wise, compassionate beings. They can sense what you're feeling now. Just allow them to be with you. Accept their compassionate presence with you. Allow yourself to feel what it's like for you to experience such warmth and compassion from these wise beings. Continue to breathe full, gentle breaths. And feel what happens in your body. Feel what happens around your heart. Simply allow it to happen. And now, let yourself resonate with these wise, compassionate beings. Find this place of wisdom and compassion within yourself. As you continue breathing, find that place in yourself that knows endless compassion and the wisdom that comes from this. And now, turn your attention inside yourself. From this place of wisdom and compassion, begin to notice your own feelings. Just breathe gently and listen inside. You may experience them as your feelings, or you may experience them as the child part of yourself. No matter what feeling or sensation you discover, whether it's boredom, hunger, frustration, or guilt, just begin by listening to it. Be aware that any distressing feelings may not be about your actual life circumstances and usually involve intrusive feelings from early in our lives. You may feel afraid, for example, when you are in reality safe, or feel badly about yourself when you only made a minor error. Whatever your feelings are about, though, don't try to change them or stop them. From that place of wisdom and compassion, just allow yourself to be curious and accepting of whatever feelings, desires, sensations, or impulses that you discover within yourself. If your feeling is intrusive and has just been triggered by something in your current life, this echo from the past still warrants your compassionate attention. Indeed, it will keep returning until you have been thoroughly present with it. Now, acknowledge to yourself in words whatever feelings you have become aware of. If you're feeling sad, then acknowledge to yourself, either in your head or out loud, "Oh, I'm feeling sad." Or, if it feels like the child part of yourself, you could say, "Oh, you're really feeling sad." If you're feeling sleepy, acknowledge, "Oh, I'm really tired," or "You really want to sleep now." It doesn't matter if you're feeling angry, scared, hungry, bored, embarrassed, or anything else. Just begin by acknowledging your feelings. We're often inclined to reject aspects of our feelings or desires as being bad or unacceptable. But from this place of wisdom and compassion, we can see that all of them are completely okay and are worthy of our acknowledgement. Pain, anxiety, and shame may not feel good, but when we meet them with wise, compassionate presence, we can be at peace with them, and that makes all the difference. Next, after having acknowledged our feelings, we can bring even more wisdom to them. This wise perspective will include all of what we know to be true or real, a rational, logical, realistic view. We can begin by considering the realities of our current lives and that perhaps our feelings are intrusive. We may feel afraid, for example, yet in our wisdom come to realize that we're actually really quite safe and in no danger. We may feel ashamed, yet in our wisdom be aware that while we have human failings, we do our best at life. We may feel sad and feel like it will never end, but in our wisdom, know that it will. We may feel guilty and in our wisdom accept that our behavior had unfortunate consequences, and realize that making mistakes doesn't make us bad. In our wisdom, we will also notice the cruel messages we give ourselves, and instead treat ourselves fairly. We may notice that our guilt is being intensified by the punishing messages that we give ourselves, that our fear is intensified by fruitless worry, or that our pain is kept alive by endlessly focusing on our losses. We can then replace this mistreatment with a fair, wise, compassionate perspective. From this place, you will also consider the likely consequences of acting on your feelings and impulses. Your wisdom will allow you to discern whether any short-term pleasure or relief is worth the likely costs to you or to others in the future. Using this pattern of breathing can be a powerful way to bring yourself back to your wisdom and compassion throughout your day. Allow each gentle breath to build from your belly into your upper body, and then yield to the relaxation of letting go and settling inside. And as you breathe, listen with compassion to whatever you're feeling. Acknowledge what you're experiencing in words, and then offer yourself the wisest perspective on your feelings that you can. As this meditation comes to a close, consider how you'd like to carry your wisdom and compassion into your day.